Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have delivered us from the dominion of sin and death and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. And we pray that as by his death he has recalled us to life, so by his love he may raise us to eternal joys, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. Jim Dunn was serving as the pastor of the First Baptist Church, and his wife Gladys was very friendly and welcoming people. One particular Sunday, when the sermon seemed to go on forever, many in the congregation fell asleep. After the service, to be sociable, Gladys walked up to a very sleepy-looking older gentleman, and in an attempt to revive him from his stupor, he extended her hand in greeting and said, "Hello, I'm Gladys Dunn." To which the gentleman replied, "You're not the only one." Now, I'm sure most of us have been in worship services where it feels like we're in a hostage situation due to long-winded preachers or never-ceasing prayers. But as we journey further into the book of Revelation, we see that at the heart of all creation is worship. Indeed, chapters 4 and 5 are the most important chapters in the entire book. For it's in the context of worship that we see the vision of the one who sits on the throne and the victory of the Lamb of God. This morning we find ourselves in the throne room of heaven, which is mission control for the entire universe. And the hymns sung in this place don't just exalt God the Father, but the Lord Jesus too. Remember, the revelation is all about our Messiah, King Jesus, who he is, what he's done, and what he will do. So not only is the one on the throne worshiped, but the Lamb of God is worshiped as well. And this is crucial for us to grasp and fathom. Not only is God the Father worthy, but all of heaven sings, "Worthy is the Lamb." John not only hears the reality of this, he also sees it. This is the Revelation song, "Worthy is the Lamb." Say that with me. Worthy is the Lamb. Can you hear the melody and the harmonies of this great hymn? Can you see the vision of Jesus, of who he is, the Lamb who was slain? For he is worthy of blessing and honor and glory and power. Yes, worthy is the Lamb. Not the living creatures around the throne, not the 24 elders surrounding the throne, not the myriads and myriads of the angelic host. The revelation song, the vision of the Lamb, is to unveil the truth about who Jesus is. To the architect, he is the chief cornerstone. To the baker, he is the living bread. To the banker, he is the hidden treasure. To the doctor, he is the great physician. To the geologist, he is the rock of ages. To the judge, he is the righteous one. To the philosopher, he is wisdom. To the student, he is incarnate truth. But to all who have put their faith, their hope, and their love in him, he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Amen? Amen. This morning, let us hear the Revelation song. Let us see why heaven cries out, "Worthy is the Lamb." So if you'd like to follow along, we'll be beginning at Revelation chapter 5, verse 6, found on page 751. Now, Jeannie Lee Riddle, the author of the well-known modern hymn called Revelation Song, had this to say about how the song came about. In 1999, she was telling the Lord how much she wanted to see and hear all creation worshiping him. And at this time, a lot of worship songs in the church were focused about our needs. So she asked the Lord to help her write a song that painted him in his glory. A song that the angels and all of creation were already singing. A song that we could join in with one voice as the bride of Christ to one king. So she put her baby down to play with his toys and picked up her guitar and she began to play four chords. She immersed herself in scripture from both Ezekiel and Revelation, and the words began to flow. And now that song has been carried by the Lord all over the globe, all over the world. And what is the central message of the song? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. In our passage this morning, we see just how worthy Jesus is. Only He is worthy to open the scroll. Amen? And this scroll is hugely important. This scroll is the last will and testament of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me explain. In the ancient world, legal documents would be sealed most of the time by six witnesses. They would use their signet rings as their personal seals and dip them into hot wax. So you couldn't open the document without breaking the seals. You couldn't mess with the document until the appointed time to open it up in public. This wasn't done in private. It was a public deal. So in the case of this vision of John the Revelator, there are not six seals, but seven. And when the seventh seal is broken, something we'll look at next week, we'll get to see who the sons and the daughters of the living God are. The scroll will be opened, and we'll get to see who receives the inheritance prepared for them from the foundation of the world. Amen?
Amen.
Yes, worthy is the Lamb. But our passage this morning begins with a big, big problem. No one can be found that is worthy to open the scroll. So John starts weeping, but his weeping is short-lived. For one of the 24 elders around the throne says to him, "Stop it. Stop weeping. Look, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the heir of David's throne, has won the victory. He is worthy to open the scroll and its seven seals." So John looks up, fully expecting to see a powerful, mighty warrior, and instead he sees a little tiny lamb. And not just any lamb, a lamb that has been slaughtered and yet is alive and standing before the throne and the four living creatures. You see, the lion conqueror is the lamb who has been conquered. Jesus as lion is the judge. Jesus as the lamb is the one who was judged in our place. Isaiah 53:7 comments about Jesus saying, "He was led like a lamb to the slaughter." Jesus conquered not by might, not by dominance, but by laying down his life on the hardwood of the cross. There he made a spectacle of the powers of hell, and there he made atonement for our sins once and all, for all time. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For John the Baptist, at the beginning of John's gospel, says this about Jesus: "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." And we say that every week in our liturgy. You see, the slaughter of the Lamb of God is the sign of his victory. So let us lift high the cross of Jesus Christ. And the cross can never, ever, ever be divorced from the triumph of his resurrection. For the slaughtered lamb now lives. He is alive. He is standing on his feet. Hallelujah. The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. The Lord is risen. The crucified one is not only victorious, he is alive and rules and reigns on high. And notice the symbolism of the lamb. He's got seven horns, which means he has perfect power. He's got seven eyes, which means he has perfect wisdom and knowledge. And the sevenfold Spirit of God refers to perfect presence. Perfect power, perfect wisdom and knowledge, and perfect presence. So the slaughtered lamb who is standing is altogether perfect. And the lamb goes before the throne and he takes the scroll from the right hand of the Father, and a spontaneous song comes out from the four living creatures and the 24 elders. "You are worthy to take the scroll and break its seals and open it, for you were slaughtered. And your blood has ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have caused them to become a kingdom of priests for our God. And they will reign on the earth."
And a lot of folks missed that last part. They will reign on the earth. Behold, he makes all things new. Amen?
Amen.
We will reign with the Lamb in a new heaven and a new earth. We believe in the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. And John will show us a vision of this before we reach the end of the book. Yet worship begets worship. Praise brings forth even more praise. So now the angels join in with the four living creatures and the 24 elders. A mighty chorus busts out and prays throughout heaven. A new hallelujah emerges. John wants us all to see it. He wants us all to hear it. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. An older lady who had no affinity for contemporary worship music was complaining about a particular song used in a worship service at her church. And a fellow worshiper replied to her criticism. Why? That is not a new song. It's a very old one. David sang that song to King Saul. The older lady responded, "Well now, for the first time I understand why Saul threw the javelin at him when he played." My friends, in chapters 4 and 5 of Revelation, we have five hymns. Five hymns sung in the throne room, which is mission control for the entire cosmos. The second hymn, devoted to God the Father, is echoed in the fourth hymn, devoted to the Lamb of God. Now get this. Worthy is the Lamb who was slaughtered to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. The Lamb is worthy because he was slain. He came to give his life as a ransom for many. The Lamb is worthy because he bought a people for God with his own blood. And how precious was that blood that paid for you and me? The Lamb is worthy because he made them to be a kingdom and priest. The redeemed are ambassadors and a holy nation unto God. You are a kingdom of priests. You are ambassadors of God's kingdom here and now in this world. That is who you are. And I hope we all pick up on the music of heaven this morning, because it keeps getting louder and it keeps getting more complex. The music crescendos with more musicians and worshipers coming into the mix. For at the fifth and final hymn, every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea sing praise to both the Father and to the Lamb of God, saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power belong to the one sitting on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." Amen. This is crucial to understanding the unveiling about who Jesus is, because the revelation is about who he is, what he's done, and what he will do. Jesus, Messiah, is God the Son. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the great conqueror, and he conquered through his sacrifice upon the cross as the precious Lamb of God. The victory came through sacrifice. But the Lamb who was slaughtered is now standing before the throne of the Father. He is risen! Hallelujah, worthy is the Lamb. You know, the word Lamb is used 28 times in Revelation, referring to Jesus. And this tells us that the key end time event is the death of the Lamb of God on the cross. And yes, we have been living in the last days for quite some time now. And yet the big encouragement of the book is that Jesus is victorious. The evil has already been conquered at Calvary. John wants the churches in Asia Minor to hear this and to see this. And we too should all take note of it. The Lamb has conquered. And we, you and I, are more than conquerors in him. How encouraging then to a church facing intense persecution. And persecution, my friends, continues to this very hour for Christians all over the world. A recent article put out by the BBC this week reveals that the persecution of Christians in parts of the world is at near genocide levels. Near genocide levels.
The review found that 1 in 3 people suffer from religious persecution and that Christians were the most persecuted religious group. In certain parts of the world, Christianity is under threat of being wiped out. Christians in the Holy Land make up less than 1.5% of the population. It was not that way 100 years ago. In Iraq, the Christian population has fallen from 1.5 million from before 2003 to less than 120,000 today. And many of our Anglican brothers and sisters have died for their faith there. The article notes, in some regions, the level and nature of persecution is arguably coming close to meeting the international definition of genocide, according to that adopted by the United Nations. So the message of Revelation is still timely for God's people throughout all the world to this very hour. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, and he stands in victory. But the world looks at the Lamb of God and they see defeat. They don't see victory. They look at the cross and they don't see a conqueror. How mistaken they truly are. They don't see the Lamb as worthy at all. Their understanding of Jesus is too small. But is yours? Is your Jesus too small? If we really believe that Jesus is worthy, as the Song of Heaven declares him to be, then will we follow him through thick and through thin? Even when things get tough, even in the face of persecution. If we really believe that Jesus is worthy, will we give him our riches? If we believe that Jesus is worthy, will we give him our strength and our best? Are you giving him your best? Or do you think him too small, too little? If we really believe that Jesus is worthy, will we give him honor and glory? Is Jesus worthy to you? All of heaven cries out that he is worthy, regardless of what the world may think of him. But by our witness, my brothers and sisters, here and now, by the laying down of our lives as living sacrifices for him, the world will know that he is worthy. This should be the song of our lives. Worthy is the Lamb. My brothers and sisters, don't you see that you and I are participants in this great Revelation song? We are not spectators of the music of the throne room. We are not fans watching a concert in heaven here on earth. We are part of the music, part of the melody. We have been purchased with the very blood of the Lamb. We have been made a kingdom, a priest for our God. Now in this life and in the life of the world to come. And as a kingdom of priests, we participate in this great hymn. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. And one of the big images for us from our passage today is the incense that represents the prayers of the saints. May our prayers rise up like incense before him. What a beautiful picture for us. Our prayers do matter. You may think they don't, but they do. They do make an impact. So how's your prayer life doing? Your prayers are not offered to someone who isn't worthy. They are offered to the Lamb of God who is worthy, who has triumphed over sin, death, and the powers of hell, whose victory is our victory. For we are the Lamb's inheritance, and he is our inheritance. He has made us his very own. We have union with him. I am my beloved's, and he is mine. Amen? Amen? Therefore, let us not shrink from participating in the great Revelation song. Let us hear the truth. Let us see what is real, for worthy is the Lamb. Let us pray. Living God, for our redemption, you gave your only begotten Son to the death of the cross. And by his glorious resurrection, you have delivered us from the power of our enemy. Grant us so to die daily unto sin, that we may evermore live with him in the joys of his risen life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.